This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
KHUGLP W2KAO calling. KHUGLP W2KAO
calling. This is
KHUGLP W2KAO. I just wanted to let you know that Josh's pregame will come on at 10 minutes to 1 at 12:50. And first pitch down there, 1:50, quarter after 1.
Good, I'll be listening.
And I learned something last night. You know, that game was delayed like 2.5 hours or whatever. I think first pitch was right around 9 o'clock. If a game starts around 9 o'clock, they only play 7 innings. I did not know that.
Didn't know that either.
I'll have to give Josh a call this upcoming week and ask him how long that's been in effect. I did not know that. But anyway, that was interesting. Well, I really hope that they can win today and they'll take that series 4-2. They lost Friday and Saturday. So let's hope for a win down there today, and then they're home for 2 weeks. We host Worcester and then we host Toledo.
Well, that'll be good. I might get to go to another game in person. I haven't figured out when I'm going, but I might get to go again.
Oh, that would be that'd be great. I know you enjoyed it. I'm going down the second week of the homestand. I'm going down on Wednesday the 17th for a matinee, and then I'm going to take Billy on Friday the 19th. I'm going to take Billy WBHAPX down for his birthday. His birthday's not till the 28th, but we'll go down. He likes the fireworks.
Well, I usually split before the fireworks because my guide dog doesn't like them.
Yeah, dogs normally don't like fireworks or thunderstorms. So, are you having a good day?
Yeah, I was just out on the deck eating some chicken.
Well, I'll let you get back to it. I didn't mean to disturb your lunch, but you have a good day and bon appetit. KHUGLP W2KAO. Enjoy your day.
Same to you, KHUGLP. Listening.
This is the NY1US All Star Node.
KHUGLI is a mobile and listening. KHUGLI, WB2KAO. Well, good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon to you. You and Betsy had a real nice weekend. The weather held out. It was we had a little bit of rain on Saturday morning. It was early morning, but shaped up really good. And it was a good weekend. It's really nice now, but we got to head home. I got to mow the lawn and get a couple things done around the house. So we're trucking home. Over. Yeah, very good, very good. And I think you normally take two vehicles. I know you and Betsy arrive at different times, and she likes to go do stuff that maybe you might not want to do or something like that. You were telling me. So yeah, it works out well. Yeah, very very good. Now do you both get a chance to take vacation during the summer and actually spend a full week or even a couple weeks at the cottage?
Absolutely. We try to take a couple weeks where we're there full weeks. We work from home, both of us, and so she has to go in 2 days a week. She usually goes in Monday, Tuesday. So the plan is this year we come up Wednesday night and then stay Thursday, Friday through Sunday and just get the time in. Because even if we have to work, it's still nice to be up here. I'm actually coming up next Thursday because Betsy's going out of town for the weekend. So I'm coming up Thursday with the dogs, and I'll be up here all weekend. And then 4th of July week, we'll be up the whole week. She has off, and I have to work. But no big deal. I like taking my meetings out on the porch on the shores. Over.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you've got good, you've got good solid internet, cell service and whatever. And I mean, the season is short enough as it is. Working from home is really nice. And that's really nice that she only had to go in, Monday and Tuesday. And I mean, man, that's the perfect way to really get the maximum amount of enjoyment out of the cottage,
Absolutely. I don't know if we'd bought it if we weren't working from home, because because it would have been so difficult to just do weekend. I mean, it's a whole extra mortgage and paying all that just to go up 2 days a week would be rough, though. But no, this works out pretty good.
Oh yeah. And you know, I mean, you know, things change and whatever, but you kind of modify things as they come along. But boy, that sounds perfect. You know, to be able to you know, head to the cottage Tuesday evening or Wednesday morning and be all the way up, and then come back on Sunday. That's a maximum enjoyment. How long have you had the cottage, Jeff?
This will be our fourth year up here. So far it's been really great. We have the second year was a little rough. We had a lot of gnats, like the clouds of gnats flying around and made it hard to be outside at night. And then last August we had the bee situation that we couldn't come up for about 3 weeks. But overall, I love it.
I remember you telling me about the bees. That was ugly. Did you end up having to contact an exterminator to come in and help you with that?
Indeed, I called the Spider Man, the guy out of Albion. He came out and he took care of the nest, and then he called it dusting. But he put something around the house to kind of drive them away, and then said call him in the spring, which we did, and he came out and did another preventative to keep the bees away. So far, so good, but it's early.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but the nice thing about hiring the professional exterminator is that if you pay the price, but if the situation happens again, they come back, right?
Get a bit of a warranty on that, so it was worth the money. I think it was like $250. Definitely worth the money to have it done. I tried to do it myself and made a mess of it, so rather pay somebody to do it right and a couple extra bucks, and I get a little bit of a warranty.
I believe that they have chemicals and pesticides that are not available to the common person over counter.
Yeah, definitely. So last night my daughter said she wanted to come up and visit us, so she came up with her fiance. And usually there's an ulterior motive for stuff like that. And turns out she's pregnant, and I'm going to be a grandpa again, I guess.
Well, congratulations, Grandpa. Cheryl and I became grandparents at 51, and our oldest grandson just turned 24. So we do the math, and we come up with 75, which is how old we are. But Katie and Tim made us grandparents at 51.
It's about the same for me. Cleo was born when I was 50, and she's been great. She's a great kid. So, it looks like we'll have one more kid running around to spoil.
Now you got that big poster on the refrigerator, right? Love them up, sugar them up, send them home.
It's a deal. We have a standing thing Wednesday night where she comes over. We pick her up from school, and then she comes, hangs out with us till about 6:30. Maybe we go to the park. Maybe we do an activity or whatever, and it's just kind of a regular grandma and grandpa day, and that works out great. And then she goes home at 7 o'clock and has to do homework or whatever. But, it works out great. I love it.
And believe me, she loves it. Just as much. That's great. We have nine grandsons from 24 down to 7. My older stepdaughter has six boys. My older stepdaughter Katie has six boys. She's a CRN at Golisano, and her husband works at Kodak. And my younger stepdaughter has two boys, and she's a social worker. And my son has one son who recently, maybe a year ago, enlisted in the Marines. No. Cheryl and I have his and hers. I have two stepdaughters, 46 and 44. My son is 40, and we have nine grandsons. We have nine grandsons to spoil from 24 down to 7.
Hey, I thought you said one of them had six children. Holy smokes, that's an apartment. Yeah, that's like the Partridge Family.
No, you're right. You're right. Yes, Katie and Tim, my older stepdaughter and her husband, they have six boys. You are correct.
Oh boy, I can't imagine. I had three, and I took care of them by myself for a few years until I met Betsy, and it was challenging, that's for sure. They were all single digits at the time, and man, just three, which I can't imagine six.
Well, that's really nice that you were able to bring Betsy into your life, and she brought you into her life, and step right up to the mom role, and it's not easy. It's not easy sometimes to juggle things like that, and it sounds like it's worked out pretty darn well.
It's 22 years now. We're going strong, so yeah, it's worked out pretty good. She's a good wife, a good partner. And I don't think I could ask for more.
I couldn't either. I was married. I was married in 1984, and my first wife was also blind. We had our son, but we split up in 1990. And I had known Cheryl. Both my wives are named Cheryl, so I couldn't screw it up. I had known Cheryl, WHDKC, since we were 25, so I've known her a long time, and we're celebrating our 35th wedding anniversary on, I was telling you, on evening that you're going to start your newbie net. However, I think you said you and Ron were going to have a trial run, I think, on Thursday the 18th. The thing that I wanted to mention to Ron, and you can mention it to him too, he's in Chi-Li, and we don't really cover very well out there because the tower's in the way. The antenna's on the northeast side of the tower at like a 300-foot level, but the tower's in the way, so areas like Chi-Li, Mumford, Caledonia, places like that, we don't cover all that well. I don't know if he has an outdoor antenna, but what I'm saying is the noise floor varies quite a bit at the site because of all the industry and all the RF that's on the tower and whatever. So if he's going to assume being net control, he's probably going to want to have a real radio and an antenna outside.
Matter of fact, he just put up a new antenna. He put it in his attic, but he's got a real grown up antenna, not just an HD. And he sounded pretty good. I talked to him Tuesday night on the repeater, and he sounded really good. So I think he'll be okay. I don't know what he has for a radio. I assume he has some kind of base station.
I'm sure he'll be fine. I just, that is an area where we don't cover particularly well. It's okay, but I wouldn't call it saturated coverage. But he'll be fine, and you guys will have a good time with it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I mean, we're just volunteering, right? We're just doing it for fun, so whatever works for us, we'll noodle through it. And if it doesn't work out or people don't want to join the net, then we don't have to do it anymore. But definitely want to give it a try and see how it works. I love talking to people about radio, and I love helping out people with radio, so hoping it works out.
Oh, I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will. And you and Ron will, have a lot of fun with it. The folks that check in. Absolutely. Absolutely, my friend. Alrighty, well, you have yourself a good afternoon, and boy, you had a nice weekend. Get those chores crossed off the list, and you won't have to think about those. And I think it's going to get progressively warmer as we go through the week. So I think this is the perfect afternoon to mow the lawn.
Dan, roger that. All right, Tim, you have a great day. It was good talking to you. I appreciate you keeping me company on my ride home, and we'll say 7-3. This is KE2ELI.
Yeah, real good, Jeff. And your mobile setup sounds absolutely excellent. Just a very nice sounding signal and a big, big, big dominant signal. Very, very nice. WB2KAO, we'll be in touch.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
K2LKK, WB2KAO.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.